This is Here and Now, and this Sunday, if you're not watching the presidential debate, Sarah Jessica Parker makes her return to HBO, not with a Sex and the City spinoff or anything close. In the new show, it's called Divorce, she plays an upper-middle-class aspiring art dealer who divorces her husband, played by Thomas Hayden Church. Here's a clip from the trailer.
It ended because it needed to end. Right? Get to a place where you can trust me. What would it take for us to get to that place?
Time machine?
It's not helpful. It's not helpful.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Well, tell us about this show. It is created by Sharon Horgan, who also co-writes and stars in Amazon's Catastrophe. Is it as simple as watching the intricacies of a divorce unravel, or is there more to the plot?
Well, anybody who's been through a divorce knows there's nothing simple about it. So it is a way of sort of exploring the intricacies of what happens when a couple decides to divorce. Now, it isn't quite as simple as you might think, because what happens with Sarah Jessica Parker's character is she's cheating on her husband. She decides to leave the person that she's cheating with, and then he finds out about the affair and decides to get that they need to get divorced. And it's a sort of a very aggressively acrimonious divorce, and it affects their circle of friends as well. Again, something that someone who's been through it can sympathize with. So in sort of portraying the many layers of how all that unfolds, you get something worthy of an HBO series over multiple episodes.
And of course, when we hear Sarah Jessica Parker, we still think of her role in Sex and the City on HBO. Let's listen to a clip from that show's fourth season. Here she is as Carrie Bradshaw telling her friends she's found an engagement ring in her boyfriend's clothes, but she's not sure she's ready.
What did the ring look like?
Well, that's the other thing. The ring was not good.
What do you mean?
It was a pear-shaped diamond with a gold band.
Oh, eek!
No wonder you threw up.
It's just not me.
How does that character, that famous character, compare to the character she's playing now?
Well, okay, on the surface, they're very different. The character on Divorce is, of course, married until they decide to split. They have children. She's an aspiring art dealer as opposed to being a journalist. But I think in important ways, they are the same. And you can hear it in that Sex and the City clip. Carrie Bradshaw was a very sort of self-involved person. And if anything, Sarah Jessica Parker's character on Divorce is even more self-involved. You know, this is someone who, you know, was feeling stifled by marriage and was cheating on her husband for a long while, and then thought she might clean that up without him ever finding out. And as their divorce proceeds, you see that they're both very self-centered people. And in fact, what I think is sort of a knock on this series is that every major character in this show is so self-involved and yet so unexceptional that it is hard to identify with them or care about what happens to them or really find them particularly compelling. I think people who are fans of Sarah Jessica Parker and Thomas Hayden Church will like the show. There's a lot of great lines. There's a lot of absurdist moments. There's a lot of interesting action. But when it comes to caring about these characters and wondering how their relationships are going to wind up, I think I was disinterested. I did not care what happened to these people, in part because they were so unlikable and so self-involved.
Does Sarah Jessica Parker face the same challenges that some of the Seinfeld characters did after Seinfeld, which is that it's hard to see them as anybody but the character that they became so famous for?
Well, I mean, that I've always said you have a couple of different kinds of actors. You have actors who sort of lose themselves in roles, and you have actors who feel like they're playing the same character in different situations. Sarah Jessica Parker, to me, has always been one of those actresses who kind of plays the same kind of person, just in different situations. So this character is married and lives in suburban New York, doesn't live in Manhattan, and is older than the Carrie Bradshaw character, of course. But in many ways, even in the way she talks, is the same. So I wouldn't blame fans for watching this show and seeing a lot of commonality between those two characters. But the situations are very different. And there was something about the Carrie Bradshaw character. One thing that I think Sarah Jessica Parker was brilliant at in Sex and the City was making Carrie Bradshaw a character that you really cared about and that you liked. She was very likable in that role, even though in that clip that we heard from Sex and the City, she was saying something that was pretty awful. You know, somebody went out and got a diamond ring for her, and she was turning her nose up at it.
Right.
You know, and it takes a really great actor to kind of make you still connect to that character, even though they're doing something that most people would criticize that character for doing. She has not yet managed that in this show, Divorce.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.